This is Nisa Carmeli of the 17th of March, 2026. Essence, sweet children, you listen to the true story from the true father and change from ordinary humans into Narayan. You receive your inheritance for 21 births from the unlimited father. Question. By following which of the Father's orders do you children become those with divine intellects? Answer. The Father's order is, forget all the relations of your bodies and remember the Father and the Kingdom. This Srimat you receive from the Satguru is an order for you to attain salvation. Those who follow the Srimat, that is, those who become soul conscious, become those with divine intellects. Song. People of today are in darkness. Om Shanti. This is the Iron Age world. All are in darkness. The same Bharat was in the light. Originally, when Bharat was heaven, these same people of Bharat, who called themselves Hindus, were deities. When the people of Bharat were residents of heaven, there were no other religions. There was just the one religion. Swarg, heaven, Vaikunt, Bahist, all names of heaven, were all names of Bharat. Ancient Bharat was pure and very, very wealthy. Now that Bharat is iron-aged, it is absolutely poverty-stricken. That was the Golden Age. All of you are residents of Bharat. You know that you are in the dark, and that when you were in heaven, you were in the light. The Raj Rajeshwar King and the Raj Rajeshwari Queen of heaven were Lakshmi and Narayan. That is called the land of happiness. The Father explains again for the new ones who come. You have to claim your inheritance of heaven from the Father. And this is called liberation and life. At present, everyone is in a life of bondage. Bharat in particular and the world in general are in Ravan's jail, in the cottage of sorrow. It wasn't that Ravan was just in Lanka, that Rama was in Bharat and that Ravan came and abducted Sita. All of those are tall stories. The Gita is the main jewel of all the scriptures. That is, it was spoken by God. Human beings cannot grant salvation to anyone. In the Golden Age, there were the deities who were liberated in life. They receive their inheritance at the end of the Iron Age. The people of Bharat do not know this, nor is it mentioned in any of the scriptures. All the scriptures are for the path of devotion. All of that knowledge is for the path of devotion. Human beings don't have any of this knowledge for the path of salvation. The Father says, human beings cannot be gurus for human beings. No guru can grant salvation. Those gurus ask you to do devotion and make donations and perform charity. Devotion has continued from the Copper Age. In the Golden and Silver Ages, there is the reward of this knowledge. It isn't that this knowledge continues there too. The inheritance that Bharat received had been given by the father at the confluence age, and you are now receiving that again. When the people of Bharat are residents of hell, experiencing great sorrow, they call out to the purifier father, the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Whose sorrow? Everyone's. Because everyone, in Bharat in particular and the world in general, definitely has the five vices in them. The father is the purifier. He says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle and become the bestower of salvation for all. I also uplift the innocent and weak ones, those with stone intellects, those without virtue, and even the gurus, because this is an impure world. The golden age is called the pure world. There used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in Bharat. The people of Bharat do not know that they were the masters of heaven. The impure land means the land of falsehood, and the pure land means the land of truth. Bharat was a pure land. It used to be the Sun Dynasty kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. This Bharat is an imperishable land that is never destroyed. When it was their kingdom, there were no other lands. All of those came into existence later. The biggest mistake in the scriptures is where it is written that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. The father says that neither is the cycle hundreds of thousands of years, nor is the golden age hundreds of thousands of years. The duration of each cycle is 5,000 years. They then say that human beings take 8.4 million births. They have made human beings into cats and dogs, etc. However, the birth of animals is completely separate. There are 8.4 million varieties. There is only one variety of human beings, and they take 84 births. The father says, you children belonged to the original eternal deity religion. According to the drama plan, the people of Bharat have forgotten their religion. They have become completely impure at the end of the Iron Age. The Father comes and purifies you at the confluence age. This is called the land of sorrow. Your parts will then start again in that land of happiness. The Father says, O children, you people of Bharat were residents of heaven. You then came down the ladder of 84 births. From the Seto stage, you definitely had to become Rajo and Tamo. No one else could be as wealthy, ever happy, or ever healthy as you deities were. Bharat used to be so wealthy. The diamonds and jewels were like big stones. So many were broken up. The father reminds you children about how he made you all so wealthy. You were 16 celestial degrees full of all virtues. As were the king and queen, so the subjects. They could even be called gods and goddesses. However, the father has explained that there is only the one God and that he is the Father. By calling him Ishwar or Prabhu, you don't remember that he is the Father of all souls. That one is the unlimited Father. He explains that although the people of Bharat celebrate the birthday of Shiva, none of them knows when he really came. They are iron-aged with stone intellects. They were lords of divinity and are now lords of stone. They can't even be called lords because they are not kings or queens. At first, this is a land of divine kings, and then it becomes a devilish kingdom. This is a play. Those are limited dramas, whereas this is an unlimited drama. It is at this time that you know the history and geography of the world from the beginning to the end. No one else knows it. When the deities existed in Bharat, they were the masters of the whole world. They only existed in Bharat. The Father reminds you people of Bharat of this. In the Golden Age, the original eternal deities had an elevated religion and performed elevated actions. They then had to come down through 84 births. The Father sits here and tells you the story of how it is now the end of your many births. This is not a question of just one. There isn't a battlefield, etc. either. The people of Bharat have forgotten that it used to be their Lakshmi Narayan's kingdom. By giving a long duration to the Golden Age, they have taken it very far away. The Father explains that no human being can be God. Human beings can't grant salvation to human beings. It is said that the bestower of salvation for all, the purifier of the impure, is one. This is a land of falsehood. The true Baba is the one who establishes that land of truth. Devotees have been worshipping everyone, but they don't know the biography of a single one of those they have been worshipping on the path of devotion. They still celebrate the birthday of Shiva. The Father is the creator of the new world. He is heavenly God, the Father, the one who gives you unlimited happiness. There was happiness in the Golden Age. How was it established and by whom? He made the residents of hell into the residents of heaven. Corrupt ones into elevated deities. Only the Father has this duty. I purify you children. You become the masters of heaven. Who then makes you impure? That Ravan. Human beings say that it is God who gives happiness and causes sorrow. The Father says, I give everyone happiness, and for half a cycle you don't remember the Father. Then, when the kingdom of Ravan starts, you begin to worship everyone. This is the last of your many births. You ask, Baba, how many births have I taken? The father says, you children don't know your own births. You have taken the full 84 births. You have come to claim your inheritance of 21 births. That is, you listen to your true Baba tell you this knowledge of the true story of becoming Narayan from an ordinary man. This is knowledge, and that is devotion. Only the Supreme Spirit comes and gives you the spiritual knowledge. You children have to become soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls, and constantly remember the Father alone. Shiv Baba is the Father of all souls. All souls come from the Supreme Region, enter bodies, and play their parts. This is called the field of action. This is a very important play. Souls receive good or bad human births according to their good or bad sanskars. This one, who was pure, has now become impure, and the same applies to you. I, your father, have to come into this foreign land of Ravan and enter an impure body. I have to enter the one who will claim number one. Only those of the Sun Dynasty take the full 84 births. This one is Brahma, and you are Brahmins. The father explains this every day. However, to change those who have stone intellects into those with divine intellects is not like going to your auntie's home. O souls, now become soul conscious. O souls, remember the one father and the kingdom. Renounce the relations of your bodies, and you will become those with divine intellects. Everyone has to die. It is now the stage of retirement for everyone. No one apart from the one Satguru can be the bestower of salvation for all. The father says, O children of Bharat, at first you were those with divine intellects. It is remembered that souls and the Supreme Soul remained separated for a long time. Therefore, first of all, you people of Bharat, who belonged to the deity religion, came. Those of other religions came later, and they therefore take fewer births. The father sits here and explains how the tree of the world grows. This is very easy for those who are able to imbibe it. It is souls that imbibe everything. It is souls that become sinful souls or charitable souls. This is your last birth, your 84th birth. You are now in the stage of retirement. Those in the stage of retirement adopt a guru in order to receive a mantra. You no longer have those people from outside as your gurus. I am the father, teacher, and satguru for all of you. I am called the purifier, Shiv Baba. You have now remembered this. He is the father of all souls. Souls are the truth and living, because they are immortal. A part is recorded in each soul. The Father is also the truth and the living being. Because he is the seed of the human world tree, He says, I know the beginning, the middle, and the end of this whole tree. This is why I am called the Knowledgeful One. You also have all of this knowledge of how the tree emerges from the seed. It takes time for this tree to grow. The Father says, I am the seed. At the end, this whole tree reaches a state of total decay. Look, the Deity Foundation no longer exists. It has disappeared. It is when the deity religion has disappeared that the Father has to come. He establishes the one religion and has all the other religions destroyed. The Father is establishing the original, eternal, deity religion through Prajapita, Brahma. You have come here to become elevated deities from corrupt human beings. This drama is predestined and has no end. The Father comes. All souls are brothers, residents of the incorporeal world. Everyone remembers the One Father. Everyone remembers Him at times of sorrow. There is sorrow in the kingdom of Ravan. Here, everyone remembers that the Father, the bestower of salvation for all, is one. He is praised. Who would make you pure if the Father didn't come? At this time, all human beings, including the Christians, the Buddhists, etc., are Tamopradan. Everyone definitely has to take rebirth. Everyone now takes rebirth in hell. It isn't that they go into happiness, as is said by the people of the Hindu religion. When someone dies, if he becomes a resident of heaven, it means that he must have been in hell. Therefore, may you have a rose in your mouth. Brackets, may it be true that he has gone to heaven. Since he has gone to heaven, why do you feed him the impure food of hell? People feed departed spirits. In Bengal, they even feed them fish and eggs, etc. What need is there for them to eat those things? No one can return home yet. Even the number one soul has to take 84 births. There is no difficulty in this knowledge. There is so much effort on the path of devotion. By chanting Rama's name, they have goose pimples. All of that is the path of devotion. The sun and moon, etc., bring light. They are not deities. In fact, the praise of the sun of knowledge, the moon of knowledge, and the stars of knowledge refers to this time. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the Father, Bhavdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Buddharana 1. Don't perform any sinful actions in this, your last and 84th birth. Make full effort to become a charitable soul. Become completely pure. 2. In order to make your intellect divine, forget all the relations of your body and practice being soul conscious. Blessing. May you be constantly full of power and become free from your old sanskaras and obstacles. If you want to become free from any type of obstacle, weakness, or old sanskar, imbibe power. That is, adopt your form of wearing all the ornaments. Those who remain constantly adorned with all the ornaments become part of the Vishnu dynasty in the future. And because they become Vaishnavas at the present time, no tamoguni thought or sanskar can touch them. They easily step aside from this old world, that is, from anything or person of this world. No one can touch them for any reason. Slogan: to keep a balance of every moment in every action you perform is the way to receive everyone's blessings. Avyak signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. When someone defames one of two friends, then the other friend would completely transform his attitude. Where there is faith, the meaning of words can be changed and the situation made small. So see each one's specialities. And although you are many, you will then all be seen to be united. The gathering will be united in one direction. When someone tells you anything defamatory about anyone else, then instead of supporting him, transform the attitude of the one saying it.